With that, I'd like to ask any joys and concerns you might have this morning. Sandra.
On Thursday, I had an interview with Department of Management Services, and whenever I got home, I got two emails, one needing a supplemental application for another position, and then about 15 minutes later, I got a call, so I have an interview tomorrow at 2 o'clock back at FDLE in investigation.
Sandra, I don't know, any of you work for the state or those kind of organizations? You think, well, I'm going to work there the rest of my life. Well, you get laid off or fired there. So she got laid off of one department, and now she's trying to get a job with another department to kind of have, well, a lot of things. But the retirement programs and everything carries over. Anyhow, so thank you, Sandra. That's a joy. Travis.
We had a great service yesterday for Rita. Prayers and great party for Tina last night.
Hallelujah. And she's not even hung over this morning.
She's not. That's good. No, it was a good time together. Her family's traveling back today. So
awesome.
Away, so safe
travels. Awesome. So, Judy.
Our Charlie in Pensacola, her family has
employed. You know, the flu season's back, and it's been, you know, and I find it interesting. Our grandson got the flu this past week, the one that, Trevor too, but the squatter that lives in our backyard, he got it too. And then we get the Monticello News and the Jefferson Journal delivered to the house. It comes out on Wednesdays and Fridays. Big headline in the Jefferson Journal: flu season is active in Jefferson County for more than it's ever been. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Thank God I didn't get the flu. But the flu's out there. Arthur.
I have two things to say. The joy is that the state fair was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Me and my mom went to the state fair this month. And one of my concerns here is that one of my teachers had the flu.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else this morning? We need to make a high-level management decision, and I need all of your blessings. This thing that we have in the bulletin, the prayer concerns, it's hard to keep up with it. And there's some that's been answered, there's some that's been changed, and every once in a while, you just got to have a fresh start. And I would like to get your blessings to say to Phil and I, let's start over and have a fresh start. Next week, there won't be any on there. Can we do that? That way, because we want to be faithful to the ones that need prayer, and we want to be faithful to the ones that... So think about it, and you can fill out the little thing, put it in the basket. If you do that, then Phil can add it next week. But as of next week, we're going to do a fresh start. Please.
We need to keep Carol coming.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Judy can tell you, she talked to her on the phone this morning on the way to church.
I talked her on the way. She said, thank everybody for their prayers. She is doing a little better, and she was able to talk without giving out a breath. So, but she said that she just thanks everybody. Keep praying for her. She said, I'm taking it one day at a time. And she really did sound good this morning. I told her, so she sounded really good today. She said, Linda's the same, went to see her last week, so we did.
But Carol said Patsy called her. And, of course, Linda went to see her last week, but she takes phone calls. If any of you ever want to call her, I think her cell phone number is in the bulletin. She answers her cell phone. She's never going to come back to this little house here, and she knows that. She said this morning that Pam was going to come over today and get things that she needs from the house. So she's resigned herself to the fact that she lives way out on 20, down in the National Forest, I guess.
But I have another concern. We have a little boy in Jefferson County. He's 12. His dad's dead. His mom has been out of the sheep.
His grandparents
homeless Andrea. His aunt has him because he was left to the mercy of the world. She can't get any help from anybody, any medication, she can't get nothing for him. So I talked to her yesterday, and I told her, I said, you want to try to find somebody to help you? But he's 12. He's by himself, y'all. Nobody. So we need, I'm going to call baby and see what we can do for him. But y'all be thinking about that, because that's the case that we're going to do something for Christmas.
You know, what's his name?
His name is Billy. He's 12 years old. And like I said, we can do something for Christmas for him. You know, because, as I said, his dad's dead, his mom's mentally ill, and his grandparents on both sides are dead, and this aunt took him, and she's trying, and she said she got a little help through hospice, but through nobody else. There's no government. She can't get Social Security for him. She can't get SSI. She's applied for all of that. And if y'all know anybody in any kind of government service that we can contact, that we can get a hold of, this
time. Yeah, I'm going to call Manny tomorrow and see if there's anything in his, because he said he was going to open up an office in Monticello.
Yeah, but it just breaks my heart to know that there's a child out there that you can't
help for.
Right. You know, and there's,
I don't want to get into that. Anyhow, well, yeah, he's one of many. That's one of the reasons it's so important when Manny came and shared the ministry. There's a... another lady that's going to come sometime in the near future, and she's also in our area. They have ministry outreach to families, and her ministry is called Safe Families, I think. But anyhow, yes, we do.